The Voice of Ohio Hill Country is pleased to present the following special program, a nearly complete recording of the PA announcer from the 1964 high school football game between M&M High School and Crooksville. The PA announcer is Vern Kester.
For Crooksville at left end, Rick Smith, number 6. At left tackle, Fred Shelton, number 40. At left guard, Gene Russell, number 34. At center, Terry Music, number 41. At right guard, Mike Sherlock, number 19. At right tackle, Joe Alexander, number 20. At right end, Mike Smith, number 15. At quarterback, Larry Nelson, number 11. Left half, Steve Worthington, number 24. Right half, Jeff Williams, number 38. And at fullback, Bill Clark, number 39. For the Big Reds, at end, it's Larry Alderman, number 41. At one of the tackles, Grant Eric, number 17. Playing one of the guards, Randy Bragg, number 33. At center will be Charlie Edelblut, number 32. At the other guard, Bill Grury, number 29. The other tackle, Jim Clemens, number 35. At end, Chris Christie, number 34. At quarterback slot, Don Lawrence, number 15. At the right halfback position, Steve Lawrence, number 19. At left half, Randy Anderson, number 22. And at fullback, Cecil Finley, number 24. Crooksville won the toss and has elected to receive and will defend the west goal. The Big Reds will kick off from the east goal, east 40-yard line. As we said before, this is a must game for both teams. We should see a real good, hard-fought football game here tonight. Both teams sport an excellent defensive record as well as having a powerful scoring punch. Newsom will do the kicking off for the Big Reds, number 42. Russell's the deep man for Crooksville, and there's the run forward. There's a long, low driving kick, and it comes down here to the deep man.
Yep.
And it is Russell. And he drives the ball up over the 35, down to about the 38-yard line. He's dropped in there by Charlie Edelblut, the center for the Big Reds. So this ball game is underway, and it'll be Crooksville's ball, first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. We're about ready for the first play of scrimmage. Hand off in there to the fullback,
Bill Clark.
Clark, and he was stopped in there by Hopkins, making a tackle along with Bragg. And Ray in there on the tackle. He picked up no yardage, maybe a yard. We'll call the yard. And it's second down and 9. And off that time to Worthington. And he dropped in there by Ray and Edelblut. Making a tackle. Picked up about 4 yards, 5 yards. Be third down and about 4. Third and 4. Ball's resting on the 44-yard line. Ball's resting on the Crooksville 44-yard line. It'll be third down and about four. And Williams is the ball carrier that time, and he's wrapped up over there by Clemens. Seahawks. Bowman. Bowman was also in on the stop, so now it's fourth down. He picked up about a yard. Fourth down and a long three. Fourth down and a long three for Crooksville.
Hardy.
And,
Hardy.
Okay. Anderson and Alderman deep for the Big Reds. Hardy's the boy back to do the kicking. A very high kick way down here, and it's a very high kick rolling laterally now. And it's downed. Down inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8 or 9-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Big Reds, deep in their own territory. And the official marks the ball on about the 9-yard line.
These people down underneath can see the defense.
Everyone didn't have to touch that ball. Never went in.
No.
Everyone was dead soft.
All right. First play from scrimmage for the Big Reds. Ball carrier was Cecil Finley, the fullback, driving over the tackle. He's dropped in there by the linebacker.
By Alexander,
making a stop in there. He picked up about a yard. It'll be second down and nine. Bill Rex goes into the ball game for Gurry in the line for the Big Reds. So it'll be second down and nine from about the 10-yard line. There's a handoff in there this time to Anderson, the ball carrier, and he drives up to about the 15-yard line, just short of the 15-yard line. So it'll be third down about four.
Sherlock and Music. Sherlock and Music.
Sherlock and Music was in there to make the stop on Anderson that time after he picked up about 3 or 4 yards. So it'll be third down and a long 4 yards. Ball's resting just shy of the 15-yard line. Ball carrier that time was Steve Lawrence, and he drives up to about the 19-yard line. Let's see, it's very close. They're going to measure. Very close to the first down.
He did do it.
It's very close. It lacks just about an inch. And that's very close. So it'll be fourth down now. And about an inch. Ball carrier was Finley. He drives, however, there's a flag on the play. And time has been called. It's against the Big Reds. About 5 yard penalty for fourth down and about five. And it's illegal procedure against the Big Reds, so it'll, instead of fourth and an inch, it's about fourth and five. Havel doing the kicking for the Big Reds, and it's a short kick, an end over end kick. Gets a good bounce on it, however. He comes up here, and there's a good. And he's dropped right square on the 45-yard line by Eric and Clemens, making a tackle right on the 45-yard line, just over the 45-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville on their own, we'll call it 46-yard line. It's very close to the 46-yard line. It's first and 10.
That's what you call a good break on a bad kick. That's right, that was a bad kick, too.
look like he raised it. He just threw the ball up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hand off in there to Morning. Worthington, and he was dropped.
Rain Clemens.
He stopped it there by Rain Clemens. Picked up about a yard on the play, second down and 9. Second and 9. For Kirksville. And Williams, the ball carrier, who was smothered right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. He was dropped in there by Bragg and Ray, making a stop for no gain. So it's 3rd and 9. Third down and 9. Ball's resting about the 47, just over the 47-yard line. Worthington's a ball carrier, and he's driving down here.
Eric
and Ray and Foster in there to make a stop. He's short of the first down by about, looks like about 3 yards, so it'll be 4th and about 3. And drop into punt formation. Anderson Alderman back in deep for the Big Reds, and it's going to go out of bounds down here about the 21-yard line. And so far, the Ceramics have kept the Big Reds in the hole, and it'll be back in their own about 21-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 now for the Big Reds out on their own 21 as a result of that out-of-bounds kick. There's a handoff in there to Finley, and he's tripped up as he goes through the line.
19.
Sherlock making a stop for Crooksville. Pickup of about 2 yards, about 3 yards. We'll call it 2nd and 7. Finley's a ball carrier as he drives up through the middle, picks up about 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards. Shelton in there to make the tackle, make the initial stop, helped out by a couple of more interior linemen. And so now it's 3rd down and a long 3. Pretty close to 4. Ball carrier that time was Lawrence, Steve Lawrence, the ball carrier, and he drives up over the 30, down to about the 30. Well, they're placing it right on the 30-yard line.
Mike Smith and Rick Smith.
Mike and Rick Smith making a tackle. It's 4th down and about a yard. 4th and a little less than a yard for the Big Reds. 4th and a little less than a yard for the 1st down. Ball carrier's Finley, and let's see, we'll have to see whether it is a 1st down. He made the 1st down for the Big Reds. All right, 1st and 10 now. Ball's resting about the 31-yard line. Ball carrier's Anderson. He breaks into the clear over there on the other side. And he's going to go all the way. Anderson is going to go all the way for the TD. Anderson goes into the end zone on about a 68-yard run. That was about a 68-yard touchdown run on that sweep to the right by Anderson. So with 3 minutes and 52 seconds left on the clock, the Big Reds go out in front, 6-0. on that sweep by Anderson, and he received a tremendous block down there as a help from one of his... There was a block thrown down there by Eric that helped spring him for that touchdown run of about 68 yards. So we'll have the try for the extra point. Quarterback's calling for quiet. Ball carrier's Lawrence, and he's no good. He's no good. He stopped just short of the goal line. So the score is the Big Reds 6, Crooksville nothing, with 3:52 left on the clock. During this break, we'd make the announcement that there will be a dance at the high school auditorium following the ball game. There will be a dance in the auditorium following the ball game for those wishing to attend. The dance is being sponsored by the cheerleaders for Cheerleaders Fund, and as we understand it, the prices are $25 and $35. So the Big Reds will be kicking off. It will be Newsom kicking off for M&M. As a result, that long touchdown run by Anderson. There's a kick, and it's a sailing kick. Coming down here. And he's dropped down there. Yeah. Rick Smith was a ball carrier, and he's tripped up by Edelblut. And down about the 30... Hold it, there's a flag on the play. They're calling the two captains together. There was a flag on the play. We'll have to check and see. There was an offsides against Crooksville on the kickoff. The Big Reds refuse. So Crooksville will take over on about their own 34-yard line. All right. It'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville from their own 34-yard line. There's a pitch out over there to Worthington, and he's dropped by White and Bragg. And along with Eric and... Ray in there to make the stop. He picked up about 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8. Ball's besting about the 37-yard line. And there's a handoff in there to Worthington, who gets away. And he's dropped over there by Alderman. Down on about the 48 or 9-yard line, and it's a first down for Crooksville. As Worthington squirted out through the tackle slot and was on his own for a while. They placed the ball down on the 48-yard line, so on their own 48-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville on their own 48-yard line. Alderman picked him up over there, or he would have been long gone. There he goes again, and Clark was the ball carrier that time, and he drives for what looked like it might be another first down. We'll wait and see. It'll be close. Bowman, Eric, and White, and it is a first down. He picked up about 11 yards on that jaunt. So the Crooksville Ceramics have got a drive started. The ball's resting on the Big Red's 42-yard line now. And there's a handoff in there to the fullback.
Williams.
The ball carried. Stopped in there by Ray and Bragg. Grant Eric in there on the stop also. However, he picked up about 2 or 3 yards. Call it second down and 7. Ball's inside the 40 now, down to about the 38-yard line. There's a handoff straight through the tackle on a quick opener. He was dropped in there. Worthington was a ball carrier. He was stopped in there by Ray and Clemens making a tackle on that dive play. And he picked up, only needs about 2 yards for the first down. It's third and two. Ball's over the 35-yard line, down to about the 34. So it's third and two for Crooksville. As they keep this drive alive, and Clark's the ball carrier. However, he was stopped in there by Bowman. And we'll have to wait and see where they set the ball down. Clemens was in there, and it is fourth down. It's about a yard short of the first down, so it'll be fourth and one for Crooksville on the Big Red 33-yard line. Fourth and one. Worthington's the ball carrier, and he drives for the first down. Down inside the 20, about to the 28-yard line. 29. So... Clemens was the boy who made the stop. So this drive started back around their own 34-yard line. They're down to the Big Red 28. Where it's first and 10 now for Crooksville.
Williams.
Ball carries Williams, and he drives through the tackle slot. And that's the end of the first quarter.
Foster and
Edelbute making a tackle on that last play. And at the end of the first quarter, it's a Big Red 6, Crooksville nothing. And now from the Marriott room of the Elliott Mansion, we bring you the scintillating fingers of Adrienne Elliott and her golden organ. Ball carrier was Worthington. He's dropped in there by Ray. And Eric Bragg, and on the stops, third down about five. Third down about five for Crooksville. The ball's resting down there about the 23-yard line. There goes Worthington right over the tackle slot on that reverse. Top tackle in there by Selak and White, and it is a first down, down to the 21-yard line. Correction, 16-yard line. Ball's resting into the 16-yard line. First and 10 for Crooksville. This drive started down there about their own 34-yard line, and they're driving on the Big Reds. Ball carrier was a fullback. Clark dragging her to make the tackle. Along with Eric. And he drove inside the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. So he picked up about four. It'll be second down and six. Second down and six. Second and six. Heard a handoff in there to Worthington, and he was dropped just about the line of scrimmage. He might have picked up a yard. Third down and about five. Third down five now for Crooksville. Ball's resting just outside the 10-yard line, about the 11. We'll call it the 11-yard line. Third and five. And there's a pitch out over there to Worthington, and he's dropped over there by Anderson. Randy Anderson making a tackle, and it's now fourth and about two. Fourth and two for Crooksville. Anderson making a tackle on Worthington that time.
Boy, they played their best game.
All right, it's fourth and two. Ball carrier was Clark, I believe.
Ray and Timmons.
He's tackling there by Ray and Clemens.
And Bragg.
Bragg. We're going to have to wait and see where it's set down, and it's going to be very close.
I think they got it. I think they do. I mean, of course, we're sitting on an angle here. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
I think they made it. Yeah, they made it.
And it is a first down for Cooksville by half the length of the ball.
Well, that's what I was doing. I'm down here, but it's yards, but it looked like it was about a half a yard away from the 5 yard line. But the nose of the ball looks like
the line about from here.
All right, it's first and goal to go from just outside the 5 yard line for the Cooksville Ceramics. And ball carrier is Worthington, and there's a flag on the play. He was stopped in there by Ray, and the preliminary indications are that there was an offside. Against
about the 3 yard line first.
The Big Reds.
They kept on like, you know, I seen one of the best Golden Line fans I think I'd ever seen in high school last week. First of all, Mazel had the ball first down 6 inches from the Golden Line.
So it'll be a half the distance penalty, and the down will remain the same, so it'll be first down now. Penalty was against the Big Red, offside. Offside against the Big Red, and it's a half distance, so it'll be first down now and about 3 yards. We've got four downs to go 3 yards.
I'd give her to Worthington four times. I don't care if it wouldn't make it or not. I'd give it to her four times.
Ball carrier that time was Worthington. Williams, the ball carrier. Alderman and Ray was in to make the tackle, along with Edelblut. Drive down to about the 1 yard line, a 1 foot line, and he's dropped in there. So it'll be second down now and about a foot to go. Second and about a foot. Second and a foot for Kirksville, and a quarterback on the dive, and he goes in. Quarterback on the keep goes in for the score. With Larry Nelson, the quarterback, dives for the score. So she's all tied up, 6-6. We'll have the try for the extra point. All right, we'll have the try for the extra point. There's a pass over there complete. However, there's a flag on the play. So we'll have to wait and see what the penalty was. The pass play was good for the extra point. However, there was a flag on the play. We're talking to the Big Red captain. So there's 5 yards being marked off against Crooksville. Illegal motion. Backfield in motion against Crooksville. So the ball's back to about the 8 yard line now. And we'll have the try all over again for the extra points.
That hurt.
That
hurt.
Smart.
All right, try for the extra point. And the quarterback has dropped down there. There's another flag down here on the play. The illegal procedure is the preliminary indication. However, quarterback was dropped on the play.
Worthington
Penalty is refused. It's an illegal motion against the Ceramics, so the score remains tied 6-6. Penalty was refused. So Crooksville will be kicking off to the Big Reds after that touchdown. And the score is all knotted up at 6-6. All right, it'll be Crooksville kicking off.
Who's the kicker?
Maines will do the kicking off for Crooksville. Anderson Lawrence, the deep man for the Big Red. There's a run forward. There's a short kick. And it's being fumbled down here by Lawrence. Picked up. He comes back up the middle. Comes to the outside, and he's dropped over there about the 27-yard line by Nelson.
Shelton.
But they couldn't find a handle on it for a little bit. So it's first down now for the Big Reds. Ball resting on their own 20s. Well, between the 27 and 28-yard line. We'll call it 27. So it'll be first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Ball carrier is Anderson, and he breaks up over the tackle, drives up to the 35-yard line, picks up about 7 yards on the play, and it'll be Sherlock was in there to make the tackle for Crooksville, and he picked up about 8 yards. It'll be second down about 2. Second and 2 for the Big Reds. Sherlock making a stop for Crooksville. Ball carries again, Anderson, as he sneaks up over the tackle slot down to the 45-yard line. And he's stopped in there by Nelson.
35.
And Russell making a tackle. It's a first down to the 36-yard line. First and 10 for the Big Reds on their own 36. Correction, 41-yard line. Ball's resting on their own 41-yard line.
See, that 50-yard line down here instead of right now.
Ball carrier Steve Lawrence as he drives over the 45-yard line, picks up about 6.
Sherlock and Russell
in there to make the tackle on Lawrence, and it's second down at about 4. He picked up about 6. And there's a timeout being called by the referee. We're having equipment trouble. All right, time's back in now. Time's in. Just a short delay because of equipment trouble. Second down and 4. Anderson's ball carry. He drives up over the 50-yard line, down to about the 49. It'll be
Worthington
in there to make a tackle. They're calling timeout and calling for the change to measure.
We've done a lot of measures.
We sure have. We've been some pretty darn close measures, too.
Have your first down there.
I don't think so. No short. Nope, I got it.
It is a first down by the nose of the ball, about 2 inches of the nose of the ball. All right, first and 10 now for the Big Reds. Ball resting on the 49-yard line of Crooksville. Penalty's the ball carrier on a delayed handoff, and he drives down for about 1 yard on the play. Maines making a tackle. And he picked up about 1 yard on the play.
Got him enough in his shirt, or else he'd been about 10 yards.
So it'll be second down about 9. All right, second and 9. Ball carrier is Anderson, and he's dropped right there. He might have picked up a yard on the play. He, by the whole middle of the Crooksville line in there, there was four or five boys in on the stop. And now it's third down and about eight. He picked up about a yard, and that was all. So it's third and eight.
Well, here's going to be the first pass.
Should be.
All right. And here we go. Ball carrier is Anderson, and he's driven out of bounds down here on about the 40-yard line. And looks like it's going to be about a yard short. We'll have to wait and see. They spot the ball. And it is. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and about a yard. Fourth and about a yard. And the ball carries Anderson, and he's loose again. He's down the sidelines, and he's finally dropped down on about the 15-yard line. Rick Smith making a tackle on Anderson as he gets loose. He just slipped out of the grasp.
Who was that guy that almost had it down there? The end looked like the end down there.
The end almost had him down here, and he slipped loose. Finally dropped by the outside safety man, the back man. So it is a first down now, down on about the 15-yard line, just outside the 15. First and 10 for the Big Reds on the Crooksville's 16-yard line. Ball carries Anderson. Fine. He drives inside the 15. He's stopped in there by...
Signs.
Making a tackle for Crooksville. He picked up about 2 yards. It'll be second down at 8. Down to about the 13-yard line. Picked up about 2 yards on the play. So it'll be second down at 8. Ball carries Anderson, and he drives down over the 10, down to about the 8.
Russell, right.
Stopped in there by Russell. And now it's third down and about 2, about 3, third and 3. Third down and 3 for the Big Reds. The ball's resting in there about the 8-yard line. Third and 3. Ball carries Anderson again as he drives over the 5-yard line, down to about the 4, and makes the first down. All right, it's first and goal from the 4-yard line. First and goal to go, forming the 4-yard line. As the Big Reds started this drive back on their own 22-yard line. Ball carries Lawrence as he drives very close. We'll have to wait and see. And it is a touchdown. Steve Lawrence driving in for the score to put the Big Reds back on the scoreboard again. 12-6. All right, we'll have the try for the extra point. And they're asking for quiet so that they can hear the signals. Ball carrier this time is Anderson, and he stops short again. So the score is Russell making a tackle, and they stopped him about a yard short of the goal line. So put the Big Reds on the scoreboard, 12-6. Time on that play was about 2:14 left in the first half. With about 2:14 left in the first half, Steve Lawrence went in for the score. And we're lining up for the kickoff. It'll be Newsom kicking off for the Big Reds. And
we thought it was going to be a pretty good defensive battle. Turned out to be an offensive
game. Our team's very good.
All right. Boys are all lined up for the kickoff. It'll be Newsome doing the kicking. He gets a nice kickoff this time, and it's bobbled down there for a moment, and he's dropped over there by Rick Smith was a ball carrier.
28.
Huh? Bowman making a tackle, number 28 over there, making a stop on that return. He returned at about eight or nine yards. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville. Ball's resting down there on about their own 24-yard line. Okay. Ball carrier that time was Worthington. He was dropped in there on about the 25-yard line, 26. Edelblut and Clemens in there to make the tackle for the Big Reds.
Actually,
picked up about 2 yards on that last play. It'll be second down and 8. There's a nice play right up the middle. He picked up about 6 yards on that play. Foster and White in there to make it, Ray in there to make the tackle. And a nice hole over the middle, and he picks up, well, I guess he needs about 2 yards for the first down. It's third down and a long 2 yards. We'll call it third down and 2 for Crooksville. And there's a pass which is intercepted down there by Charlie Edelblut. And there's a foot block. Isn't that a foot block in there by Bowman? Bowman threw a beautiful block in there. And you'll never see that happen very often. Charlie Edelblut, the center, playing defensive lineman, intercepted that pass and ran for the score. And a beautiful block thrown in there by Bowman to spring him all the way. And Charlie Edelblut was probably one of the happiest boys on the field because the center don't get a chance to make very many touchdowns. So we'll have the try for the extra point. There's a pass over there to Larry Alderman for the extra point. And it's a good pass thrown by Anderson to Alderman, complete for the extra points. So the Big Reds goes out in front 20-6. We want to comp.
Chief of police just brought this up.
It's a rather nice the whole thing.
Would Lois King from Crooksville, please come up to the announcer's booth? Lois King, please come to the announcer's booth from Crooksville. Miss Lois King, would you please come to the announcer's booth? Right away, please. Newsome doing the kicking. Hey, there is a beautiful guy. It's fumbled down here. However, it's picked up. And
Russell.
He picked up in there by Bowman and Eric and Foster in there to make the tackle. And that was a beautiful kickoff. And the ball's down there now on about the 26-yard line. And they're discussing with an offsides against Crooksville again on the kickoff, and the Big Reds refuse the penalty.
This guy's been sick for a good while.
I know her.
In case you didn't hear the announcement on the other side of the field, Miss Lois King, where you're wanted at the announcer's booth. Up at the top of the stadium, please. Right away. All right, first and 10 for Crooksville on their own 25-yard line. And the ball carrier goes up the middle for about 3 yards. It's Eric and Ray making his tackle.
Clark
is the ball carrier, and he picked up about 3, so it'll be second down and 7. Second down and 7. With about 10 seconds left in the first half.
You gotta mark that film, it's an emergency.
Just a minute, I will. And there's a pitch back, and there's a pass thrown downfield. It's intercepted again by Anderson. And he's dropped down there. Anderson making that interception to end the first half. So the Big Reds are out in front, 20-6. We would like to repeat, could you have your attention, please? We'd like to repeat this announcement. Lois King from Crooksville, would you please come to the announcer's stand immediately? This is an emergency, Miss King. Big Red's alma mater. Big hand for two fine bands here tonight. A fine hand for two fine bands. If you haven't got your refreshments yet, I'm sure they've still got plenty down at the bandmother's stand on each end, or rather on the east end of each side of the field. These stands are manned by the bandmothers, and we'd like to solicit your patronage. They've got plenty of hot coffee, hot dogs, candied apples, and all the goodies that make a football game a football game. So let's all of us patronize the band mother stand. And we're about ready now for the second half kickoff. It will be Crooksville kicking off to the Big Reds to start the second half. Lawrence and Anderson will be back deep for the Big Reds, and we haven't picked up the number yet. It'll be Tom Maines doing the kicking off for Crooksville to start this second half. There's the whistle, there's the run forward, and there's the kick. It's a rather short kick, takes a short bounce down there to Lawrence as the ball carrier as he comes up through the middle. He got in the clear. He may go all the way. We'll have to wait and see, and he's dropped out of bounds. However, there's a flag downfield. Hold it. There's a flag downfield. And that was a beautiful return of that kickoff. However, there is a flag downfield. And we'll have to wait the outcome of the little conversation we're going to have down here. And we still haven't... We've got a looks like a 15-yarder for clipping, and that nullifies that beautiful return by Steve Lawrence. And it'll be the Big Reds ball down here now on about their own 15-yard line. Instead of on the Crooksville 25, it'll be on their own 15. Clipping penalty against the Big Reds. And so we'll start from the 15 instead of the 25. We have a ladies or girls billfold up here that's just been turned in. If you'll come up and identify it, we'll be glad to give it to you. Hand off in there to Steve Lawrence, and he's got an opening around the end. That's the boy who just drove that run back. He was tackled down there by Music, and it is a first down. He picked up about 14 yards on the play. And Lawrence is the boy who had that beautiful return on that kickoff, which was nullified by a clipping penalty. And it's first and 10 now from the 30-yard line. He picked up about 15 yards on that play. And ball carrier Spindley, and he breaks out over the middle. And he's going down the sidelines. However, he's being wrestled out of bounds down here about the 27-yard line by Nelson. And Finley broke up over the middle into the clear, broke down to about the 29-yard line. And it's first and 10 for the Big Reds down on the Crooksville 29-yard line. As Finley broke down the middle, and White, Tom White, goes into the backfield for the Big Reds, replacing Randy Anderson. Ball carrier is Finley again, and he's in the open. And he's going to go all the way for the touchdown.
Same play.
Same play. And Big C. Finley bulls his way through the set, through the line, and he was in the clear for the TD. So the Big Reds strike quickly here in the third quarter. Send the score 26-6 for the Big Reds. And we'll have the try for the extra point. All right, there's a try for the extra point, and it's Steve Lawrence, the ball carrier, and he's going to go into the corner for the extra 2 points, and he's in. So the score now goes 28-6 in favor of the Big Red. So with 10 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third quarter, Finley breaks over the middle for 29 yards, and the score, the two-point conversion by Steve Lawrence, was good. Score is now 28-6. And we'll have the kickoff by the Big Reds. It'll be Newsom kicking off. He'll have a slight wind at his back, although you can't. At least there's an awful breeze blowing up here. There's a run for it, and there's another nice kick, a nice high kick. And it's taken down here by Worthington. And, ooh, he's missed down there on a driving tackle by Foster. However, he's picked up by Eric. Worthington was the ball carrier. Foster throwed one, but by the time he got there, the man was gone. So it'll be Crooksville's ball now, down to about the, on about the 27, 28-yard line. First and 10 for Crooksville. Ball carrier was, tackle was made in there by Edelblut and Bowman. The ball carrier was Clark, the fullback. Picked up about a yard on the play, so it'll be second down about 9. The ball's resting right on the 30-yard line. Nose is right on the 30-yard line. And it'll be second down and 9. Second and 9 for the Ceramics from Crooksville. There's a, oh, he's being driven down back there by Bragg Foster and Seelock, Eric, all in on the stop. Ball carrier was Worthington, and he lost about 2 yards on that play, so it's third down now. Well, it's very close to the original line of scrimmage. We'll call it third and 10. Anderson goes back into the ball game now for the Big Reds. And a pass, another pass, almost picked up by the center again, Edelblut. He just, it was in his hands and out again. Charlie's been playing a real good game in there at linebacker tonight. He had it, then he didn't have it. So it goes to fourth down now and 10. The result of that incompleted pass. There's a high pass from center. However, he gets the kick away, and it's a very high kick. It's a good kick. Coming downfield and bouncing high, taking a reverse bounce, and Crooksville kills the ball down on about the 40-yard line. She took a reverse bounce for Crooksville, and they downed it right on the 40-yard line, 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Big Reds on their own 39-yard line. This boy from Crooksville is doing a beautiful job of kicking. He gets that ball up there. Anderson's a ball carrier, and he cuts up the upfield and down to about the 44-yard line. Alexander in there to make the stop. Number 20, tackle. And he picks up about 4 yards. It'll be second down now and six. Second about six. Ball carries Finley, and he's tripped up right about the line of scrimmage. However, he may have picked up a yard or so. Maines making a stop for Crooksville. He did. He picked up about a yard, so we'll call it third and three. Ball's resting about their own 46-yard line, just a little over the just over the 46-yard line. So it'll be third down now, a short three. Ball carries Anderson, and he's nailed in there, and we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be close. We'll have to wait and see whether the referee spots the ball. He was stopped in there by Maines again, making a tackle. Or no. Sines making a stop on that one, and it's very close. However, it's fourth down, and this looks like inches. About a half a foot. Fourth and about a half a foot. Fourth and about a half a foot. Anderson's the ball carrier, and he picks up the first down for the Big Red. He was dropped in there that time by Sines again, making a tackle. However, he did pick up the first down. And
Worthington?
Worthington was also on the stop. So it's first and 10 now. The ball's resting about the 49-yard line of Crooksville. Ball carries Lawrence, and he's tripped up down there just about the line of scrimmage by Shelton. Shelton coming through there fast, making and tripping him up right on the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down about 10. Second down of 10. Ball carrier's Anderson, and he drives up to about pretty close to the 45-yard line. Alexander making a stop on the play, the tackle for Crooksville.
Just lost my roster.
He's got about third down and about seven.
I guess we don't need it now.
Third and about seven for the Big Reds. Anderson's a ball carrier, and he's going to run with it. It looked like he might pass. However, he elected to run with the ball, and looks like he might have picked up the first down. And he did, down to about the 34-yard line. It was Anderson. He was knocked out of bounds over there by Worthington. And Nelson knocked him out of bounds over there on about the 20. Or the 30, about the 33-yard line.
First and 10, Steve.
First and 10 for the Big Red. And we're getting a little California sunshine. Ball carrier is...
No, Lawrence.
Lawrence is the ball carrier, and there's two, couple flags on the play. We'll have to wait and see what the discussion is. The offsetting penalties, offsides against Crooksville, illegal procedure against the Big Reds, so the play goes for naught and return the ball to the original line of scrimmage. Offsetting penalties. So it'll first and 10 now again on the 34 for the Big Reds. There's a jump pass in there to Alderman, complete to Alderman. And he's down to the 25-yard line. And it's very close to the 25. Looked like Russell made the stop on the play. He picked up about 8 yards, so it's second down and about two. Second down and two. That pass was complete from Lawrence to Larry Alderman in. Second down and about two. Ball carries Anderson as he dives over tackle. And we'll have to wait and see where they spot the ball. It's going to be close. It is a first down. It indicated it is a first down, so the ball is down now to the 22-yard line to be first and 10 for the Big Red. All right, first and 10 now from the 22. And there's three flags down on that play. While they're untangling here, we've just been asked to make an announcement. The Band Mothers are sponsoring the Cobras for a dance here Saturday night at 8 o'clock. This dance is being sponsored by the Band Mothers. We'll feature the Cobras. And let's see what we've got in the way of penalties again. We've got a 5-yarder here against the Big Reds for an illegal procedure, which covers a multitude of things. In this case, I think the back was in motion. So it goes first and 15 now. Ball's resting about the 27-yard line. There's a pass down here to Larry Alderman, and he's stretching it out. And he's dropped down here about the 3-yard line, about the 2 or 3-yard line. He was tackled in there by Rick Smith, who made the stop, and that pass was complete that time from Lawrence to Larry Alderman, the big rangy end, right end for the Big Reds. And it's a first down. It'll be first and goal from about the 3-yard line. First half, which was devoid of passing, has begun to open up in the second half and throwing a few passes. Ball carrier is Anderson, and he dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Anderson going in for the score, and it shoots the score now 34-6 in favor of the Big Reds. All right, we'll have the try for the extra point now. All right, we'll have the try for the extra point. Pass it to Anderson, and he slipped and fell down. There wasn't a hand laid on him. He just couldn't keep his footing, and he slipped and fell down. So the score remains 34-6 in favor of the Big Red. And as Anderson tried to cut back, his feet flew out from under him, and down he went. So we'll have the Big Reds kicking off now from their own 40-yard line. And that play came with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left on the scoreboard clock in the third quarter. We'd like to make this announcement again, that the Band Mothers will be sponsoring the Cobra group here Saturday night for a dance beginning at 8 o'clock. There's a run forward, and Newsom boots the ball. It's a kind of a short kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. However, there was a flag on the play. We'll have to wait and see what the offsides have been indicated against... we'll have to wait and see what the... Illegal procedure against the Big Reds, offsides against Crooksville. They're offsetting penalties and will kick again from the 40-yard line.
That's the third time that Crooksville has been offside. I think somebody ought to know these things too. How did they get offside? Well, they're moving across the 50 before the ball is kicked.
All right. There's a run forward. This time he gets a very high kick coming downfield here to Worthington, and he's going to be dropped down there by Bowman and
Smith.
Bowman and Smith making a tackle for the Big Reds down there on the 30, about the 34-yard line. So we'll call it first and 10 from the 34, about halfway between the hash marks. First and 10 for Crooksville on their own 34-yard line. There's a handoff in there to Worthington, and he squirts White over that tackle slot. Picked up in there by White and
Ray
in there to make the stop. He picked up about 3 yards. It'll be second down 7. Second down about 7 yards. Ball's resting about the 37-yard line, 38. And a quarterback Nelson was the cap on that play, and he's dropped in there by Eric and Edelblut and Ray. In there to drop him for a loss on the play. And back now, he needs about 9 yards. It'll be third down about 9 for the first down. Third down about 9 yards to go. Third and 9. Ball carrier was Nelson that time on a keeper, and he was dropped in there by Seelock. Ray and Eric, he picked up, about a half a yard. We'll call fourth down and 8. Fourth and 8. Hardy's boy back and gets a high pass from center and almost blocked. However, he gets a beautiful kick away again, a nice high kick. And it's taking a reverse bounce and being down right on the 30-yard line. And this boy really gets that ball up in the air and gives these ends time to get down. So the ball's resting down here on about the 30-yard line. It'll be the Big Reds ball, first and 10 from their own 30. With... Ball carrier that time was Lawrence as he dove through the guard slot, picked up Alexander Worthington in there, make the stop on him. He picked up about 2 yards. It'll be second down about 8. Second down about 8. And the ball carries Lawrence again as he bounces off a couple of players and gets down to about the 35-yard line, and that is the end of the third quarter. Complete, and it was knocked down very beautifully in there by Rick Smith. A nice pass, however, it was knocked down by Rick Smith, as we start this fourth quarter play. Anderson to Alderman, incomplete. As we start this fourth quarter play. Ball's resting down there on the 35-yard line. Fourth down and about five. Fourth and five for the Big Reds. Pavel back in kick formation for the Big Reds. Gets the kick away. It's a low bouncing kick. Taken down here. It was by Worthington, and he's dropped on right there at the 25-yard line by Randy Anderson, making sure that he didn't go. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville, down from their own 25-yard line. All right, first and 10 now for Crooksville. Ball resting on their own 25-yard line. And we're into the fourth quarter. Ball carries Worthington, and he's tripped up down there by, look like, Eric and Edelblut. Ray in there on the stop. Eddie Hopkins also in on that play. He picked up about 2 yards. It'll be second down and eight. Second and eight for Crooksville. There's a pass over here that incomplete, intended for Russell. Little short basketball pass over the center of the line, incomplete, intended for Russell. Knocked down by Edelblut. So it goes third down and eight. Third down and eight for Crooksville. There's a handoff in there and a pass out here. Beautiful block thrown over there to spring him for another 5 or 6 yards. He was stopped over there by Tom White. He picked up the first down, however. The running pass and complete to the end. Picked up the first down, down to about the 39-yard line. Where it'll be first and 10 for Crooksville. All right, first and 10 now for Crooksville. The ball carrier was Worthington. He was stopped in there by Foster Nettleblue and Tom White. No, it wasn't either.
35. No, but he wasn't in on the play. He was on the other side of the line.
All right, it's picked up about 6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and about four. Ball's resting about the 45-yard line. Ball carries Worthington, and he drives up to about the 50-yard line. Stopped in there by Ray and Edelblut, and he did make the first down. Ball's right on the 50-yard line. And it's first and 10 now for Crooksville. Right on just inside the 50. Those just inside the line. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville. There's a pass that's almost intercepted by White. Pass was almost intercepted in there by White. And second down now on 10. Worthington's the ball carrier. As he tried to cut back in, his feet slid out from under him, and he dropped just about the line of scrimmage. He was prevented from going any further by Eric in order to make the stop. So it's third down, and we're very close to 10 yards. Third down, about 10. The ball is resting right on the 50-yard line. Picked up perhaps a half a yard on the play. And he's going to have to run with the ball, and he's dropped over there by Eric.
35.
Foster and Clemens in on the stop. They picked up about 2 or 3 yards. Fourth down and about 7. Fourth and about 7 for Crooksville. And Crooksville calls for a timeout. Crooksville calls timeout with 4th and 7, about 8 minutes and 22 seconds left in the ball game. We'd like to caution you as you leave the stadium to drive carefully. The streets are covered with wet leaves, and they can be very treacherous. So be careful in leaving the stadium that no one has an accident, no one gets hurt. Don't forget, for the benefit of you M&M fans, the next week we will entertain Maysville here. The ball game will be with Maysville High School here next week from tomorrow night, next Friday night. Here. The game will be played here week from Friday night, week from tomorrow night. The Big Reds will be entertaining Maysville here. Robertson Anderson, and he's going to run with it. Got a bounce down here, and let's see. He made the first down on that fake kick. He made the first down on the fake kick. This is Steve Worthington making the first down on the fake kick. All right, it'll be 1st and 10 now for Crooksville. The ball's resting on the Big Red 37-yard line. And away we go. Ball carriers. Whoa, there's a fumble down there. We'll have to wait and see. I guess he was in the act of throwing the ball, and it goes as an incomplete pass. 2nd down and 10. Second and 10. All right, 2nd and 10 now for Crooksville. Ball carries Worthington, and he's dropped over there by Clemens and Hopkins. And he's about the line of scrimmage. He went wide. Eric in there on the bottom of the pile, helping to make that stop. So it's 3rd and 10. Ball's right on the line of scrimmage. All right, 3rd and 10.
Now it's mushy.
Huh?
Now it's mushy. What do you do?
And there's a screen pass, and he's dropped right there. However, there was a see. Was there a fumble on the play? We'll have to wait and see. It was fumbled, however, I guess it was Crooksville. Crooksville recovered the ball. Olson making a tackle on that screen play. And it's 4th down and about 5. 4th and 5. All right, 4th and 5. Ball carrier is Worthington again. And timeout.
Olsen, Hopkins, and...
Big Reds. Fumble. Big Reds recovered. Okay. Okay. All right, Big Reds take over down there on about the 28-yard line. Ball carries Finley as he drives. Lawrence was the ball carrier. Picked up about 3-4 yards on the play. It'll second down at about 7. Second and 7. Second down and 7. Ball carrier is Anderson. He goes to the outside and he drives down here. Stopped in there by Nelson. And he makes the first down. Anderson driving into Nelson down here. Up over the 40-yard line, down to about the 41-yard line, and it's first and 10 for the Big Reds on their own 41-and-a-half-yard line. Lawrence back to pass, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. The whistle had blown, and he was tackled in there by Sherlock. Dropped him back here for a loss of about 10 yards. 8 yards. Second and 18. Second about 18. There's a pass in here completed to Alderman. His primary receiver was covered and he threw to the end, cutting across. Complete. He picked up about 12 yards on the play, 13 yards on the play, so 12 yards, I guess. Third down about 7. Third down about 7. He was almost grabbed in the backfield. He wiggled away and got the pass off to Alderman, complete. And there's a shift into the backfield and the Crooksville shot the gap and it'll be a 5-yard penalty for illegal procedure, or offsides rather, against Crooksville. So it's third down and about 1. All right, third and about 1. Anderson's ball carry as he drives up over the 45 for the first down. Russell making a tackle for Crooksville. It'll be first and 10 now on about the 44-and-a-half-yard line for the of Crooksville. There's a pass in here to Alderman and a lateral back to Anderson, and he's going to go all the way for the TD. And that's a beautiful play, a beautiful play.
Their timing was perfect.
And the score goes from 34-6 to 40-6 on one of those picture plays that you read about. That's the old Michigan buck lateral. Come on, Slim. All right, we'll have the try for the extra point. And The pass was caught by Alderman and lateraled out to Anderson, who went for the score. There's a pass over there intended for Christie, complete. And the pass was completed to Chris Christie for the extra 2 points. Score now goes 42-6 in favor of the Big Reds. All right, it'll be Newsom kicking off to the Big Reds. That touchdown came with 3 minutes and 21 seconds left in the ball game. That passed from Lawrence to Alderman and then a lateral to Anderson for the score. There's the whistle. And run forward, and another nice kick by Newsom coming down here. It's fumbled, and it's still fumbled again. And ball carrier is Rick Smith, and it looked like a flag was thrown. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, there was a flag thrown over there. And we'll have to wait and see what the Hopkins and Clemens made the stop. And we're talking to the Big Red captain, so the penalty must be against Crooksville. Sitting. There was a 15-yarder against Crooksville for clipping on that run back, and shoves the ball clear down to the about the 10-yard line, looks like from here. Yeah, right at the 10-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 now for Crooksville on their own 10-yard line. As a result of that clipping penalty. There's a handoff in there to Worthington, and he's dropped down there by Edelblut. Edelblut
and Ray.
And Ray in there on the stop that time. There's a Smith goes into the ball game for Tom White. Smith goes into the ball game for Tom White on defense. And we've got about 2 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game. And the quarterback keeps that time.
31.
Mike Olson.
Stopped in there by Mike Olson. He picked up maybe a couple of yards on the play. It'll be third down about five. Third and about five. Down about the 15-yard line, just a little over the 15-yard line. There's a pitch out back there to Worthington, and he's snowed under back there for a loss on the play by Eric and Olson and Seelock in there to make the stop. He lost back to the original line of scrimmage, just about his fourth and about nine. Fourth down about nine to go for Crooksville on their own 10-yard line, 11-yard line. We'd like to caution you again as you leave the game, be very careful because of these wet leaves on the street. There's a block punt. Going into the end zone, and it's a safety.
It did. It bounced right off his chest through the end zone out.
And it was a blocked punt that time. We couldn't tell who it was. It looked like it might have been Foster who blocked that punt. Ray fell on it, but the ball had bounced out of the end zone, so it went as a safety rather than a touchdown. So the score goes to 44 as a result of that safety. And Crooksville will kick the ball from the 20-yard line. They have their preference, or they have their option of a free kick or a kickoff, whichever they want to do.
They've got a beautiful punter. I'd be right if I was in my punter. They may not get it quite as far, but
he didn't kick that last.
He didn't. Well, it's still a good punt.
They are a good punt.
So they have the option of a stand-up type kick or the kickoff, the regular type kickoff. And
who is it throwing the kick?
Party
will be doing the kicking for Crooksville. He gets a free kick from the 20-yard line. There's the whistle. There's a run forward and a kick, and it's a high spiraling kick again. This Hardy. Anderson's the ball carries. He goes up the middle, and he's in the clear, and he's going to go all the way on this kick. I see no flags down, so he's in the clear as Anderson goes about 60 yards. About 60 yards for that touchdown, right up the middle on that free kick. As Anderson squirted right up the middle on that free kick. So we'll have the try for the extra point. And we're going to do it with a whole new ball team. We're going to try these extra points with a whole new ball team. A minute and 8 seconds left in the ball game. There's a pass attempt. However, there is a flag on the play. We'll have to wait and see. And they're calling pass interference against Crooksville on that extra point drive. And they will get another try at it. That's pass interference against Crooksville on that extra point try, so we'll get to try it again from the 1 yard line. It isn't an automatic first down because we're not running that way. Grubbs the ball carrier and he goes in for the extra 2 points. Grubbs, the reserve quarterback, goes in for the 2 points. That sends the score to 52-6, and who would have thought it?
Well, I figured he'd give up. I figured he'd go about 8-6 or 14-6 or 14-8.
All right, we'll have the kickoff starting this after that beautiful return by Randy Anderson of that free kick. The run of about 60 yards went right up the middle. He was almost tagged down here right after he caught the ball, but he wiggled free and went all the way. All right, we're all ready for the kickoff. There's the whistle, run forward, and it's a beautiful kick. Beautiful kick. Worthington takes it down on his own 3-yard line. And he's being dropped down there about the 26 or 7 yard line by Jim Reeves, making a tackle for the Big Reds on the 28-yard line, on about the 28-yard line. And we have about 58 seconds left to go, and Crooksville calls a timeout. Crooksville calls timeout, stopping the clock. We wish to thank you people from Crooksville for coming over. We know that you haven't enjoyed the game as much as we do, but it was a good football game and what we thought would be a good defensive game just didn't end up that way. I wish you a lot of luck the rest of the season, and we'll be over and see you next year. And ball carrier was dropped in there after he picked up about 3 yards. He was tackled in there by Olson. King was the ball carrier. He's tackled by Olsen. He picked up about 4 yards. It'll be second down and a long 6 yards. And ball carrier was nailed in there by Foster. Watts was the ball carrier. And he dropped in there by Ralph Smith. He picked up about another yard. It'd be third down and about 5. Ball carrier's dropped in there right on the 45-yard line. We'd like to congratulate the Big Red Squad for a very fine ball game. Our congratulations to Crooksville for a good ball game. Our compliments to their punter. They did a fine job. Be careful leaving the game, folks. No one gets hurt. Final score of the ball game being 52-6 in favor of the Big Reds.